What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
1 hour down, three to go before the weekend. I'm pretty excited. I got a date with my 89-year-old friend on Saturday. She wants to go take a walk in a park and then find a place for lunch. So that is what we are doing on Saturday, going to visit my sweet friend Margaret. She used to live in my neighborhood. Now she lives in an assisted living facility, though right now it's just an apartment for her. She's not requiring any of the assisted living. In fact, she's running the joint. She started a knitting club. I think I told you, or for those of you who listen on a regular basis, maybe you remember the last time I came back from visiting Margaret, I told you that they wanted to call themselves the Hookers. And I said, no, I don't think that's a good idea. Instead, I can't remember the name of it, something to do, the knitting club, or it's something much more boring. But yes, it's a bunch of 80 and 90 year olds who get together for knitting. They also have a reading club. I'm pretty sure Margaret started that as well. And then she walks all around the property every day when it's not smoky. And she is very excited because it's going to be nice weather on Saturday, we think, and because we will have a chance to go to a local park and then to get some lunch too. So I get to take my 89-year-old friend out on a jaunt on Saturday. I also have to pot, but I am planting them in pots. I have to pot some flowers because I purchased them. Actually, going back to last weekend, I purchased some begonias, some petunias, and something else that's just pretty that I don't know the name of it. And all week long, I've been wanting to pot these flowers, but we've had this smoke, and I don't really want to stick them outside in the smoke. We are supposed to get some rain finally this weekend. First Friday afternoon, maybe Friday night, with some showers and thunderstorms, and then Sunday developing as well, and on into Monday and Tuesday. And I'm really praying for that because we desperately need rain. My backyard is already turning brown. It's early June, and my backyard is already getting brown, so we desperately need some rain. Also, Bob will be seeing my house and my yard for the first time in 2 weeks. In fact, 2 weeks from Friday. And I'm a little nervous that he's going to decide he can't be with a woman who has a backyard that's brown. Oh, maybe that's where his expertise comes in. Actually, he's very sweet because I keep talking about wanting the place to be clean and wanting to make sure the yard work is done before I leave to meet him for a hiking. And then we'll get back to New Jersey. He says we could do the yard work together. Oh, no, we definitely. You're not coming all the way to my house for the first time so that we could do yard work together. But that's sweet, isn't it?
Sounds romantic.
No, it doesn't. Not even a little bit. What's romantic about me getting grass in my hair and smelling like the outdoors?
If you're doing it together.
And bug spray.
You know.
Now, it might be a little bit too early in the relationship for me to smell like bug spray. Actually, considering we're going to be hiking for a couple of days before that in the Virginia mountains, well, I suppose he will have already smelled me buggy and buggy spray and will already have been around me with potentially debris in my hair. So maybe by that point, it won't matter. However, I don't think that, I don't know. That doesn't sound very enticing. If you're a dude, do you really want to hang out with a woman and it's the first time you've seen her in like 4 months, but oh, hey, let's do yard work together? I'm going to go with no.
Probably wouldn't be my first.
That wouldn't be your first choice?
No.
You don't do yard work at your own house. Forget someone else's.
That's not true.
Okay. Only when you have your arm twisted.
you got to nudge me a little bit, but I get out there.
Okay, fine. It's your family. You have to. You live there.
I've offered to help you before,
you
too.
You can't. And what happened?
Well, I have offered.
Oh, right. Did you follow up?
I have offered.
Okay, point made. So my whole thing, though, is that you live there. That's your house. So you should be doing yard work. He doesn't live at my house. And he doesn't live in the state, and he's coming all that way, and I don't believe that it's necessary for me to put him to work. So instead, I'm going to do a really good job at controlling my stress level when I'm on the air, but the closer we get to June 20th, the more that my stress level will be creeping skyward, because I'll have cleaning to do, and I'll have yard work to be done, and I'll have to be packed and be ready to go. You don't want to know my biggest fear, though? This is my biggest fear. And I think he already knows this, so it's not as though he'd be gleaning any intel that he doesn't already know. I'm going to leave the house on Tuesday. Take Penny. We're going to go meet Bob in Virginia. As I say, do some hiking. Oh, and meet my brother's family. First time in my entire life that I've introduced a man to my nieces. How about that?
Big time.
That's a big deal. They know it's a big deal because they're in their mid-20s. Well, early to mid-20s. And they've never met any of the guys I've dated. This is the first time. So it's a big deal.
Are they going to be nice to him?
I'm a little bit nervous about my older niece because she does like to fool around. So I'm kind of nervous. I asked them if they would be on their best behavior. And they told me, yes, Auntie Amy. Fine, Auntie Amy.
Fine, they said.
My younger niece, there's no way. She wants me to be happy, and she's always relatively buttoned up around new people. The older niece, no. She might just haul off and belch. Like, Deanna, what are you doing? Yeah, she doesn't care. Deanna will do whatever Deanna wants to do. So she's a classic millennial. Classic. She runs the world. She runs her job. She runs her boyfriend. She runs everything. So yeah, she just might decide, well, this is who I am. Maybe not the first time, but it'll be pretty
soon.
But
it's possible.
Oh, it's always possible. Anyway, he's going to meet my brother's family, which is a huge deal. He's met Matthew already, but he hasn't met the rest of the family, so that's a big deal. I'm pretty sure my sister-in-law is going to accidentally call him by the wrong name. I know these family members, and they're going to do their best to tell embarrassing stories and to embarrass me. Thankfully, it won't work with him. Anyway, my big fear is that I'm going to leave the house on Tuesday. Now, Penny's going to be with me, so we don't have to worry about that part. She's not going to have hair all over the house because she's going to be with me. And there's going to be no house sitter staying the whole time. But there is going to be a cat in the house. And do you know what happens when you leave the cat behind for 3 days? Now, I'm going to have a friend in and out every day. I'm going to ask her, can you please check this area? This is what happens. My cat tracks litter. I don't know how it happens that it gets all over the house, but she does it every single time. I come home, there's litter everywhere. And there's one particular end table in my living room. You know the one I'm talking about. It's in my front window. I come home every day, and there's hair and cat litter all over my table. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm going to come back after 3.5 days away, and the cat will have torn up the house. So no doubt, I might have to lock her in one room. I want it to be clean. I want it to be pristine. I want it to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. It's impossible, because the cat lets me know that she is unhappy with the fact that I have left her behind. Now, if I try to take her, she'll be unhappier. It'll be worse. But yeah, that's the thing. The cat always lets me know that she is a malcontent when I am not home for any length of time. When I take the dog especially, does not like it when the dog gets to go and she gets left behind.
Even though she's getting a visitor like a couple times a day, in and out. I mean, yeah. She's getting, you know,
she is. She's getting major attention. My neighbor comes multiple times per day, loves the cat, talks to her in Finnish.
Nope.
The cat's got to...
She's getting a language lesson.
Do you think I could potentially say to Bob, hey, do you mind walking the dog real quick? And I'll run.
Yeah. Just go around the block.
Do you mind taking Penny around the block? Just give me 10 and I'll make sure the house is ready to go.
That'd be pretty smooth.
Not to mention, you know what happens. There's mail. It gets delivered. It's on the table. Who knows what else has happened while I'm going. You know what it is. You walk in and if there's pets behind, things happen. So and Paula will be in and out of the house, and so I can ask her to make sure nothing's blown up and, you know, there's no cat litter on the end table, but maybe, just maybe, I can convince Bob to stay outside for a couple of minutes until I make sure the house is presentable.
I think one thing you have going for you is that Bob is a pet owner himself. So he gets it. If he, you know, he's going away for a weekend or going away, he knows that the pets are going to be in the house. The pets do things in the house.
He takes his dog everywhere, and he doesn't like cats. So I have to, I mean, I'm a package deal. Me and the dog and the cat, we're a package deal. How would you feel about that if your significant other had a cat? Well, you don't really like pets anyway. I mean, you like your dog, but you don't want to have pets. But, okay, what animal do you not like? I know Sugar loves you, but what animal do you not like?
I mean, I don't not like any animal, but would I want a dog, per se, right now in my life to be like my own dog? No, yeah. I wouldn't.
Okay, so what happens if you met someone and she had pets and you don't really want to have pets, but you want her? So that's the thing. Like, he knows we're a package deal.
Yeah, it's a package deal. You'd have to.
Exactly. And he's been very gracious about the cat. He asked me funny questions about the cat, though. But he is gracious about the cat. And he does see her on video call. And he manages to be kind to the cat.
She is very friendly on video calls, I've known.
You have? Oh, the cat.
The cat.
I thought you meant Bob. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, why are you on video call with Bob?
You know that?
Oh, anyway. So he's kind to the cat. I don't think he loves the cat. He hasn't met the cat. He's going to like her even less when he meets her. And so the whole point is the cat can't make a mess in the house the first time that he sees it. But I just have a feeling she knows. They always know.
She knows.
She knows.
She knows.
She knows. And so maybe I can distract him and say, hey, would you mind just take Penny for a walk? Give me five. Just give me 5 minutes. And then we can unload the car and I'll just make sure that nothing.
What if he gets lost? He's never been in the area before.
Around the block?
I don't know. A couple blocks.
No, not a couple blocks. Just around the block. Just go around in a square. It's going to be fine. In fact, Penny will direct you. She knows where you're going.
That's true.
Right. So, okay. So that's my big fear, is that I'm going to leave the house on Tuesday. It's going to be in perfect condition. And I'm going to get back on Friday afternoon, and all hell will have broken loose inside the home.
How much damage could she do?
You've never had a cat, have you?
Should I have even put that out there?
No, you shouldn't. Why would you even speak that into existence?
Oh, no.
I know. So thankfully, my friend Paula will be in and out of the house multiple times. And I'm going to have to pay her. Well, she won't take money. But I'm going to give her an extra gift card for making sure that Sugar has not ruined the entire house.
That seems fair.
Okay.
It's a good trade-off.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll bake for her. She likes my baked goods.
That's a good trade.
Actually, her husband likes my baked goods more than she does, but they both like him. Okay, that's a good plan. Ready, break. Ready, break.
But now Bob knows.
Oh, I don't care if he knows. I just don't want him to see what's happening in the house until he gets in.
He can know. It's just the illusion.
Exactly. Yeah, it needs to be as perfect as possible, though that's not really possible. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I love, love, love that we're hearing from you all over the country and even north of the border. We're asking you, where are you listening and how are you listening? Dan says, I'm listening via the Odyssey app in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Love to hear from you, Dan. Thank you. And producer Jay is retweeting these from our show account, After Hours CBS. TC is listening in Vancouver and actually using the TuneIn radio app on 1430 AM out of Indianapolis. That's awesome. Let's see. Another Daniel. The sunny village of Tarleton, Lancashire in northwestern England. He says, I'm mostly listening for NHL Stanley Cup news, but appreciate all you do. So he's tuning in on internet radio. That's awesome. Garrett is listening in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan. He says, I catch the show regularly between 2:30 a.m. and 3:45 a.m. Dallas time, so Central time. He says, I came out to my car to clear my head and caught your show when I normally wouldn't catch it. Well, we're glad to keep you company, Garrett. Dave is listening on his lunch break. Oh, dear. Dave is listening on his lunch break in Camas, Washington.
How's it spelled?
C-A-M-A-S. Camas.
I'll go with Camas.
Will you go with Camas or Camas?
I like, if it was a K, I'd say Camas. I'm not sure, though. I have no idea.
Maybe it's Samus. Dave, write back and tell us how to pronounce the name of your town. And so we're hearing from a bunch of you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our friend Matthew is also weighing in. He says one of the best things about living in California, getting to hear us live at 11 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock Eastern time. Yes, that is one of the perks of listening to us on the West Coast. It's why I try to stay on West Coast time, convince my brain that it's 11 o'clock in the evening when we start. David says, I usually listen on the Odyssey app from semi-beautiful San Jose. Hey, that's the home of the Sharks. Karen is listening from Houston on the Odyssey app. Look at you guys. You're so sophisticated. Joe listening on WXNT, also in Indianapolis, AM 1430. Let's see. Ron says he listens every night on the way home from his UPS midnight shift, but he doesn't tell us where. But hi, Ron. Maybe tell us where. Sandy, KNBR radio from the Bay Area in the winter. She says, until we're interrupted by the Giants replays, and I know that happens on KNBR. Then she says, Odyssey and the CBS radio app on my phone is how I catch you when it's not baseball season. Let's see. Lee says, at the hospital, at the ER, listening on Sirius XM. He says, I'm the patient, not the staff, but after hours will get me through this visit. Ray, streaming WEEI 93.7 out of Boston. That's our Boston affiliate, using the Odyssey app. Joe listening in Portland, Oregon on 750 The Game with the iHeart app. Awesome. Let's see. You guys are great. So many of you weighing in. James, Walleye Lake, Michigan, listening on the radio. And then Phoenix, Arizona and the CBS Sports app for Brandon. I mean, I feel like we've covered half the states in the nation already, plus a couple north of the border and even one across the pond. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, great to connect with so many new people. The last 2 weeks, I'm not really sure why. It's not football season. Where are you all coming from? But we are certainly in a stretch where there's something for everyone. I kind of feel like that. It's a smorgasbord, whether it's hockey or hoops. We've got golf. We've got tennis. Actually, live guests coming up from Paris in a couple hours. We've got Major League Baseball. We're going to get to that straight ahead because the Mets are in dire straits, even though, I'm sorry, Producer Jay, how much are they spending on their payroll this season?
A lot. A lot of money. More than anybody else.
Okay, but that's not an answer, really. You don't know the specific number?
The
you prefer
number,
not to share it?
Yeah. It's a lot. It's up there.
$336 million. Does that ring a bell?
That sounds about right.
Oh, all right. So the Mets are going the wrong way and definitely need, well, they need something, anything. But as long as their pitching is what it is, I don't know how you snap out of it. I do admire Buck Showalter because the man continues to be positive. He's supportive and he's positive. We all need a Buck Showalter in our lives to keep us going when we absolutely suck. So yes, we'll talk about the Mets, but on the flip side, the Braves, because they're using the Mets as a stepping stone to spear what is a great momentum right now for them. So one of the best teams in the National League, and they're taking it out on their arch rivals. So we'll get there. Plus, in addition, we've got so much fun football stuff, like a quarterback who has been anointed in Carolina. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and all of her quirkiness, all of my conundrums. I need some advice about the...
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Pat and Bob, okay. here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Again, a 3-2, and the pitch on the way. Hit high in the air to deep left field. This might get out of here. Arcia says, we ain't dying right here. It was do or die, and he knocks one out of here to tie the game. Wow.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Braves Radio, that's Ben Ingram. Made it 10-10 in the ninth inning between the Braves and the Mets. Man, they're all about setting the Mets up and then knocking them down, allowing them three-run leads, and then in one fell swoop or two, crushing the hopes of the Mets. My goodness, it happened in every single game of this series. And the Mets, whether it's their starting pitching, whether it's their relief, once again, blowing a lead, this time at the height, blowing a four-run lead and seeing this game in Atlanta go into extras.
Two on, two out, the pitch. Swung on, belted, deep right field. Get out of here, Ozzy. Home run. Ball game. You asked for the dagger, Ben. You got the dagger. Look at that celebration at home plate.
Man, what a party. I mean, they're bouncing all over the place. They're dousing Ozzy. And they are absolutely heartbroken in that third base dugout. Braves with a sweep over the Mets. Those boys came down from the Big Apple, and they got baked into apple pies.
I tell you what, they're delirious down there in the white jerseys. What a comeback. What a win. What a sweep.
I was looking for something over the plate to drive. Wash was screaming loud at everybody. Hey, all we need is a line drive single. Do it, do it. And, you know, I look for something to hit hard.
The best feeling ever. As soon as that ball was hit, I didn't even feel anything off the bat. That's how perfect I put it on that barrel. And
awesome.
it's an amazing feeling.
Am I the only one who gets a distinct sense that it means more to the Braves when it comes against the Mets? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Bally Sports South, Ozzy Albies on his walk-off home run. So, yeah, the Mets blow another lead. And after they cough up the four runs into extras, it's another walk-off for the Braves. And believe it or not, the Braves making a little history of their own because it is the first time since they moved to Atlanta. First time as the Braves in Atlanta, going back to the mid-60s, that the team has three straight wins after trailing by three or more runs. All of that coming at the expense of the New York Mets.
Those boys came down from the Big Apple, and they got baked into apple pies.
Ouch. Ouch. Tommy Hunter gives up that walk-off home run by Ozzy Albies. It started with Justin Verlander, and that's kind of the issue right now, is that Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, supposed to be highly paid stoppers. Stopper, by the way, if you don't know the term, refers to a pitcher who can stop a losing skid. Instead, while they may be good in short bursts, they're not able to sustain it for long stretches. Max Scherzer, he's more frustrated and mad than he is effective, and he missed 10 days because of his suspension. Verlander started the year on the IL. He's just now trying to get back into it. And again, while he's been good in stretches, he's not been good the way that you expect of Justin Verlander, the reigning Cy Young Award winner. How did this happen? Just because he went to the Mets. Maybe he's not completely healthy. I don't know. It's not the same Verlander that the Mets thought they were paying for. And I mean paying for it through the nose. Four earned runs on seven hits and four walks. I mean, that's something that's surprising about Verlander. He only lasts three innings, and that puts a ton of pressure on the Mets bullpen.
Working my ass off, trying to make it click. Every time I think I kind of found it, it goes the other direction. It's definitely frustrating for me and everybody, I'm sure. There's been flashes. I feel good physically. You know, there's, you know, looking at all of the metrics and everything from last year, last few years to now, everything looks similar. You know, mechanically, pitch shape, pitch spin, all the stuff that you can look at.
It's unfortunate, too, for the Mets because they got a bunch of offense. Francisco Alvarez with a pair of home runs. Brandon Nimmo had a grand slam in this one. And yet, because he gave up the four earned runs, well, there are five runs, four earned runs. I think he walked in a run, too, didn't he, at the end of the third inning? Jay just shrugs at me. I don't know. I stopped paying attention. And so even after the Mets were able to provide the offense and grab the lead, they could not protect it. The bullpen could not protect it. The fact that they were able to get to Spencer Strider was a big deal. But if you can't protect it, it's even more painful when you blow leads like that. And so here they are, three games under 500, 8.5 games back of the first place Braves. Not insurmountable, but still, they've made the road much tougher for themselves. And they've lost 9 of 10 in Atlanta. Right now, might be their nemesis. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. As for the Braves, I mean, these are the kind of wins that give you incredible confidence when the pressure is on.
It's a different guy every night, and you know, it's it makes it fun to come to the yard every day. You know, it makes it fun playing games because, you know, you're not out of it until the very last out. And, you know, those guys coming up clutch, you know, Arcia obviously was a tremendous swing, and then, you know, Ozzie right there that stuff doesn't get old.
Five home runs for the Braves in this one, including one by Austin Riley, who goes 4 for 6 in this game against the Mets. So, yeah, a completely overwhelming effort by the Braves against the NL East rivals. And they've been able to pad their lead, not just in the division, but also been able to pad their lead in terms of being the best team in the National League, right? So they've got a full head of steam, trying to put some distance between themselves and the Marlins, but the Marlins have also won 6 in a row. And get this, the Phillies behind them have won 5 in a row. So the Mets have fallen into fourth place. This is a team that won 101 games a year ago, same as the Atlanta Braves. Speaking of the Phillies, a familiar name, kind of, for the Phillies as they try to extend their win streak.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, line to right. It's a base hit. It's going to win the game. It goes all the way to the wall. Turner has scored, and Clemens has won it. The Phillies strike for 2 in the bottom of the ninth, and they sweep the Tigers 3-2, the final tonight.
I think we're playing good baseball right now, and our guys are up for the challenge. You know, it's a resilient group. You saw it tonight.
You know,
get a one-run lead. We got a no-hitter going. All of a sudden, it's tied. All of a sudden, they take the lead, and they just kept battling. We had good at-bats. So, yeah, I'm excited. You know, we got Arizona after L.A., who's a really good club. And we got Atlanta and New York coming in here. So we'll see what happens.
Cody Clemens with the walk-off for the Phillies. And then Rob Thompson knows they had a rough start. Similar to 2022, actually. And yet here they are. They've won 5 in a row, and they're pulling closer to that Mendoza line at 500. We had one other major superstar from Major League Baseball. We'll get to that coming up following the update. But we're getting blown away by your tweets and your Facebook posts. I love it. We're asking you just simply tonight, where are you listening and how are you listening? And it's great to connect with you. Donna says that she is listening, east and adjacent to Vancouver, Washington. So she says we're along the mighty Columbia River, and she's listening on the iHeart app. So we appreciate Donna. I love this one from Jared. Okay, so this is advice from Jared. He's listening in Cleveland. He's saying a perfect place kind of scares us guys. Thank you, Jared, for giving me advice about Bob. He says maybe have it clean, but make a point to say you really cleaned it for his visit so he doesn't think it's pristine and perfect all the time and he's not allowed to make himself comfortable. Thank you, Jared. I appreciate that. He said, with all you do and having a perfect place, it may be intimidating. Do you think I'm intimidating?
I don't think so. I don't think going to someone's house being nice is intimidating. I get what he's saying. I do get that.
Well, his point is that I have this high-profile job, and he thinks I'm good at my job. Thank you, Jared. But maybe the fact that this job I have, and Bob hears me on the radio, and now I'm going to have a perfect house? Well, the cat will take care of that, but, I mean, there is a cat. She's going to ruin everything, so do you think that's intimidating? A perfect, if you went to your significant other's home, and it was perfect, which, again, it won't be. It's an old house. It's got a lot of character. It's not a perfect house. But I do want it to be clean.
Yeah, I don't think intimidating is the right word. I think it, you know, I'd notice it. I'd be like, oh, wow, like, this is a nice house.
Do you notice it when you come over?
I do. I always say, oh, it looks great in here. I think I'd say that
yes,
every time
you
I come over.
You're very kind.
But, yeah, I don't think intimidating is the word, but I definitely would, I would notice. I would be like, oh, wow, yeah, it's clean. Okay, I got to, like, put things back or, you know, be on my A game when I'm here. But I don't think intimidating is the right word.
As opposed to your B game or your C game?
Just on, yeah,
no
just
taking
game,
your shoes off and putting your feet up on the table? Is that what you're saying?
Not on the first day, at least.
Okay. Gross. Don't do that ever at my house. Do you hear me?
What if I'm in the recliner?
Well, in the recliner, yes. You don't put your feet up on the table, though, or like on, I don't know, anywhere near the food. That's gross. Thank you, Jared. Jared also loves the show. So he's listening in Cleveland on 92.3. Appreciate that. Becca is listening on WBEN AM 550 in Buffalo. Love to listen to us. Dustin, you start my day here in Akron, Ohio. Mark, Louisville, Kentucky on 93.9 The Ville. Kyle says listening on SiriusXM in Elmira, New York. SiriusXM 158 is our home on satellite. And then Craig, because I'm a dodo. Craig is listening on 960 CFAC in Calgary as often as he can. All right, so that's up to date on Twitter. And producer Jay is retweeting them from our show account, After Hours CBS, so you too can be viral. Please take my viral. Just take it all. And we'll get to you on Facebook as well. But yeah, speaking of Cleveland, we got a little Cleveland sports to attend to. That's straight ahead after hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Now the payoff. Swung and hammered. Deep to left field. Forget about it. On to the home run porch. Well, he didn't miss that, baby. Now the 3-1. A swing and a drive. High, deep to left center. Away, back and gone. And it's 3-0 Cleveland. And it's 3-0 Jose Ramirez. Now the payoff pitch to Ramirez. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to right. Away, back, gone again. Jose Ramirez with a majestic blast to the seats in right. And Cleveland has taken a 4-2 lead in the first three-homer game in Jose Ramirez's career.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ah, the great Tom Hamilton on Cleveland Guardians Radio. And yeah, Jose Ramirez doing something even he has never done before. Three home runs in his first three at-bats in their victory at home against the Boston Red Sox. I mean, even his teammates like Miles Straw, Josh Naylor, they will rave about Jose.
He just prepares really.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Well, he knows, you know, what he's going to do going into that at bat, what the pitcher's got, and he's always got a plan, and it kind of shows. I mean, he goes up and hits the ball hard every time, and he does it on both sides of the field.
He's not afraid to walk. He obviously has power from both sides, so I mean, I always say I think he's the best player in the league. I'm privileged enough, blessed enough to play with him, learn from him. We're blessed as an organization to have him, so I think we all try to learn from him.
200th career home run, by the way, for Jose Ramirez. A lot of fun to watch him pound a baseball when he connects, man. That puppy flies. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I mentioned Cleveland Flair in this edition of the show, and or this segment of the show, excuse me. We've got a bunch of people tuning in from Ohio, which is really cool. I want to grab a couple more of these tweets to share. Matt says from Harpersfield, Ohio on 92.3 The Fan. Love the show. Yay. And then there's one more here that I saw out of Cleveland. But producer Jay is retweeting them, so that's cool. Yeah, sorry. There's a lot of them coming in, and so I see one, and then it disappears, and then I have to go find it again. Let's see, another one listing from San Diego, 97.3 The Fan on the iHeartRadio app, and also using his Amazon Alexa device, which is cool. 810 The Spread in San Francisco. 810 The Spread? I had not heard of that. Mike is telling us about a new affiliate that I had not heard about. Covers San Diego to Anchorage, Alaska. That's pretty amazing.
Love that name.
Yeah, me too. Let's see. Anquel says he's listening from Maiden, North Carolina on the Odyssey app. Peter is listening in Maryville, Tennessee, 99.1 FM. Go Vols. Ed, I'm from Indiana. I listen to Amy Lawrence on iHeartRadio, 96.5 out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's the cool thing about the TuneIn apps or the Odyssey app or the iHeart app is you can grab another station. Even if it's out of your market, you can find it on our app or really if you go to cbssportsradio.com, the website gives you directly to the streaming feed as well. Another one, let's see. Munford, Alabama, near Birmingham on 94.5 The Fox. And then here's another one from overseas. Matt, listening across the pond. Oh, wait, I have to say it right. Across the pond this morning. Looking forward to MLB in London in a couple of weeks. Hope you all have a great Friday and a great weekend. And then one more, Tom. Tom from Huntsville, Alabama, the rocket city where NASA began. WUMP. It's the UMP. 103.9 The UMP. Oh, is that our Zoom room guy? Hi, Tom, from our Zoom room. Wow, we need to do another one of those. One was, is it been over a year since we did the After Hours Zoom room?
If not over, just about, yeah.
Huh. I think it's time for another Zoom room.
It went well.
It did. We had fun with the Zoom room. Let's see. Another tweet. Max says, I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike on the Radio Box app. Well, that's one I hadn't heard of. Love you and your stories and your rap. That was a one-time thing, okay? He says, you keep me laughing while driving overnight in my truck. And then he says, I'm still not wearing any shoes. That goes back to when producer Jay tried to freak me out by suggesting that he was going to take off his shoes at work and be behind the double pane glass with no shoes on. Why would you take off your shoes at work?
When did I do that?
Remember you were freaking me out. You're doing it on purpose because I said something about how we had one guy come to work in no pants. Mm-hmm. And he was just wearing workout shorts and way too much vision and nothing left to the imagination. And so his pants? It wasn't you, Dodo.
No, for you.
Oh,
for
yeah, that. Thank you. I mean, I was like, get back behind the desk, please. I don't need to see that. Where are your pants? I mean, he just looked at me as though me asking him where his pants was extraordinary. But then Jay tried to freak me out by telling me that he would take his shoes off at work behind the desk. That's icky.
A little bit, especially in here.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put your foot down on that floor if I were you.
No, I would not.
But Mac, it's your truck, so you get to take your shoes off in your truck if that's what you want to do. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's your truck. I drive sometimes in bare feet. If I'm coming from the beach and my shoes are all sandy, I'll drive in bare feet. Leo on the Fan 590 in Ontario. And then another tweet. I'm sorry, I don't know the name. Maybe Reality. Reality J. Price is the Twitter handle. Pittsburgh on 93.7 The Fan and the Odyssey streaming app. Yay. Very cool. Yeah, so I promised you that we would give you a little Cleveland flavor here. Sorry, Pittsburgh. So we are, in fact, giving you some Cleveland flavor. First with Jose Ramirez and Deshaun Watson. I don't have to give you the whole background, of course, but for those who are not up with the times, the Browns QB served the 11-game suspension last year. Remember, he got traded and got the $230 million fully guaranteed contract, much to the chagrin of many other owners in the NFL, but then they had to wait out that suspension. When he returned, He was way rusty. He had, it had been, what, 2 years since he played football? Almost 2 years. He was way rusty. And so he and the team ended up going 3-3 together. The Browns once again had a disappointing campaign. They were 7-10 overall. This is not to be blamed on Baker Mayfield because it's not his fault. But Deshaun Watson, he looks and he sounds a heck of a lot more comfortable now.
I'm pretty far ahead of where I was last year. Last year was, you know, as far as football, being on the field, just learning a new system, trying to adapt to, you know, different teammates, different players, how guys run routes, you know, how Kevin calls the plays, and just being able to, you know, process the game at the speed I know. And being a year in and being able to talk to Kevin and AVP about what we want to do and being confident about it, it allows me to play a little bit faster when I'm on the field.
Kevin, of course, being Kevin Stefanski, bit of a hot seat under him this year, I would say. Last year was a strange aberration. They had Jacoby Brissett for, what, those first 11 games. Now Jacoby's in Washington. And so Deshaun Watson will have a full offseason and a full season staring ahead of him as long as he can stay healthy. And he says that he is finally starting to feel more like the quarterback he was before everything fell apart in Houston.
I guess you could say that. You know, just really just... You know, I try not to, you know, get too high and not too low. I just try to stay balanced. You know, of course, I have, you know, some excitements with a couple of throws and all that. But at the same time, I'm just training myself, regardless of how good that throw was or how bad it was, always stay balanced because that's what you're going to have to do in the game. It's always the next play. So just getting back to the basis of my mentality of what I was before, and that's what I just continue to do.
Yeah, so Deshaun Watson, I think that the Cleveland Browns will see a major step forward if he can rediscover any of the rhythm that he had. And remember the year, I think it was 2020, right, the pandemic year, where he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He was great. But Bill O'Brien had started selling off pieces of the team, and that includes DeAndre Hopkins. So now DeAndre is a free agent because he was cut by the Cardinals, and Deshaun is advocating for a reunion in Cleveland. So how does that sit with Amari Cooper?
DeAndre has been a very great player in this league. Obviously, they have a lot of chemistry. If I was him, I'd want the same thing.
Well, if that took catches away from you, how would you feel about that?
You said what?
If adding DeAndre Hopkins would diminish your catch total, what would you feel about that?
You had a great receiver like that. That's probably going to happen because it's only one ball. You know, everybody got to get their touches. So, I mean, as long as it's helping us win, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I hope so. A veteran like Amari Cooper and, of course, DeAndre Hopkins, too. He's been in the league for over 10 years. I think it's 11 years now. You're talking about guys who want to win. And if you're looking at Amari's stats from last year, by comparison, 1,160 yards for him last season. And he certainly the focal point. And once he got comfortable, he was their by far their top receiver. 9 touchdowns to go along with the 1,100-plus yardage. Donovan Peoples-Jones, he's in there as well. David Njoku. Nick Chubb, by the way, is dedicating this season to the late Jim Brown. It's going to be a lot of that with the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if Browns fans are willing to be hopeful again because I feel like those hopes have led to disappointment the last couple seasons. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.